On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, yeah, it's a good old rainy island. Not that rainy, it's just slightly overcast. No, it's actually not overcast at all. It's a fairly lovely day here. Freezing cold, though. 5 degrees.
It's hot as over here.
I knew it would be.
Actually filming a TV show in my courtyard, which is about as LA as it gets, I
know. I mean, how many times has that happened since you've been there?
The first time, but it's this Menendez Brothers drama. You heard about this?
No.
It's jumping on the true crime bandwagon, this TV show. It's an offshoot of Law & Order, and they're doing a season about the Menendez Brothers.
Yeah.
And they're filming. I'm looking down on them filming it as we speak.
Yell out something.
Anyway.
Freedom call. Do a freedom call.
The Menendezes were innocent. No.
Yell out freedom call.
How are you?
Good,
what's
thanks.
Been
good. Well, we've had a lot of stuff happening here. We've had political shenanigans going on. We've got general election coming up. Will you be voting? Will you be doing a special vote from over there?
Yep, totally.
Yep,
I'm not going to let that fall by the wayside.
Good on you.
I went to the Spider-Man Homecoming World Premiere last night.
Oh, did you? Now, this is been heralded as the rebirth of the rebirth of the rebirth. But this time, the good rebirth.
Yeah.
As good as I hope it's going to be?
It's pretty good. It's not out in New Zealand until next week, so I'll give you my full opinion then. But I just thought I'd drop that in because that seems like a sort of a Hollywood thing
to
do.
Yeah. I guess there was...
I saw Taika there.
Did you? Did he say hello? That's great. That's one of the things I want to talk to you about. Actually, is I've seen the photo of the young gentleman from Hunt for the Wilder People.
Julian Dennison's
right on the back of Deadpool. It's quite good.
Yeah, how cool is
pretty
that?
Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
We talked about that. Taika's a very nice guy. I'm so not above, claiming the New Zealand connection at a Hollywood party like that and latching onto him, but he's very, very nice and was very excited about Julian Dennison being in Deadpool 2.
Is he actually in the film?
Yeah.
I just thought he wasn't just visiting the set or anything. Is he really? Wow!
Yeah,
cool.
and you know he's going to play like a Ricky Baker-esque sass machine in that movie.
He won't be boring.
That's absolutely. Gonna be, no, that's very exciting.
I just thought Taika had hooked him up a photo. No, that's awesome.
No, he's in the cast, yeah.
I had this idea that Taika had managed to go, come with me and we'll spend the day going around and meeting all the superheroes who work.
I think that kid's going to be so big, he's not going to take Taika's calls in a few years. Yeah.
Tell me about Han Solo.
Spider-Man Homecoming is great.
Okay. Tell me about Han Solo.
Now that's
a deal, mate.
That's kind of a bummer, eh? Because
is it though?
But what's weird about that is that just to keep people up if they've been living in a cave somewhere. The director of the Han Solo movie got fired. Now, what's interesting about this to me is that you might have thought that there'd be more of an uproar about this. You might have thought, oh, no, what about the director's vision? But most people are kind of like, are being pragmatic about it. They're like, okay, look, you know, Disney knows what they're doing. I trust their judgment on this. If they need to get rid of these young creative guys, that's fine. You know, corporations are the new auteurs now. We trust them.
We don't want any Deadwood
intellectual property.
I wonder what they did that was wrong. Do we know? Just didn't get it,
it's less and more of a story than it seems like. It's just they were going for a more improvisational, loose, character comedy focused take on the script. And the producers were like, no, we just want you to shoot the script, please. That's pretty much seems to be what it came down to. And it's sort of fair enough on both sides. They were like, hey, look, we're the comedy kooky guys. That's what you hired us for. And they're like, yeah, we just
for people who don't know what they've
of that. We didn't want you to take over like that.
For people who don't know what they've done, what are some of the latest
big hits? They're the people who made the 21 Jump Street films. They also made the Lego movie. They're kind of the
Lego's pretty good
meta comedy guys of the movie of meta comedy guys of the moment in movies. They also produced that TV show, The Last Man on Earth. And
It's an interesting choice in the first place, isn't it?
Pretty great.
Interesting choice in the first place.
It was. Yes. But I think it was that they were just so hot. And but it shows that, you know, Marvel are quite good at hiring idiosyncratic directors, i.e. Taika Waititi for Thor 3,
yep.
Which he's saying he was just about to go into pickups on. But at least Marvel kind of let these directors kind of do it. Bring their personality. It seems the Star Wars franchise has a tighter hold. I mean, a very similar situation actually occurred with Rogue One. We just didn't hear about it as much, where they sort of almost finished the film and they're like, it's not quite what we want.
But this
they brought in another director. And
the difference is this is Han Solo. You know? We love Han Solo. He's done apart from the odd stupid comment now and then, he's done nothing wrong, Han Solo. He's been cool as the whole time. He probably owes a bit of money here and there, but he's a he's a bit of a vagabond. But on the whole, we love Han Solo. You know, it's a big one. You don't want to bugger it up.
We love a scoundrel, don't we?
We do. I don't know who's doing it now.
Ron Howard has taken over.
Sorry, I thought you said Ron Howard.
I did. He's an old friend of George Lucas's. I actually think Ron Howard is an interesting call and an underrated director. I'm a big fan of Willow, the 1986 George Lucas-produced fantasy film that he shot in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I also really like The Paper that he made, which is... And hey, who doesn't love Backdraft?
Yeah.
But he's made his cool. I mean, the message with his big height is they just want a steady hand on the tiller, you know.
Yeah.
So on the
bridge of the Falcon.
There's a few years ago something like this happened on a film. People might have said, "Oh, well, it's a doomed project," and here we go, and it's troubled production. But now everyone's like, "Okay, yep, no, move on, new director."
Yep. Good call. Churn them out. We got used to those quick turnover movies from Star Wars. That's what I like about them now.
We get one a year. I don't know if we need the one a year. That seems like too much.
You might want to hand back your lightsaber, mate.
Anyway, opening in cinemas this week, I'll just briefly mention Despicable Me 3. The first Despicable Me film since the Minions got their own offshoot film.
Sure.
Clearly the stars of this franchise at this point, the Minions, but this one's about Gru finding out he's got a new twin brother and also is an 80s influenced bad guy voiced by Trey Parker from South Park.
Good job. As if he hasn't thought up enough voices as is, but yeah, he's great.
Actually, he doesn't do a lot of stuff outside of South Park and his own project, so it's kind of notable.
No, maybe. He does a lot of voices. Yeah.
It's, you know, I didn't want to enjoy this film. I didn't think I would enjoy this film, and I did enjoy this film. It's just impossible to resist. There are fart jokes. It's very silly. What can I say? You know, I like the fact that these are a little bit weirder than the traditional Pixar movies. They've got that slight European flavour to them. Very forgettable, but provides entertainment for the people who have to take the kids to the movies.
The Minions are pretty funny, and I like the way that Moana, they're those coconut minions sort of things, those weird pirate minion coconut things, and that sort of turned up, attacked them, and that was gone. They didn't show in the rest of the movie. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be good if the Minions maybe dialed it back a wee bit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the Minions aren't as central to this film before, because they obviously have their own film. But you can't help but laugh at the Minions. How does anyone not laugh at the Minions? If you can sit there and watch 10 minutes of the Minions and not crack a smile, then
you're a cold-hearted, merciless evil person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Which is how people usually describe me, so yeah. Anyway. Thanks, Mike. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week, and I'll give you my full review of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Because that's a big deal, that movie, eh?
I think so.
All right. and we'll get the more fuller review next week. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers,
you'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Just making a movie, just making TV shows in the courtyard.